All right. So this is a very important story that we've been following for a number of years, since it happened, in fact. And in 2014, we know little Michael Gomape, who had just started school in Limpopo, went to a pit toilet at the Mahlundumela Primary School in Zisheho, and it just collapsed while he was using it, and the child drowned. And in fact, his death wasn't discovered right away. It was only after a while, when the teacher realized he was missing for quite a length of time, that they went looking for him. And if I remember correctly, overnight, the search continued until they found him the following morning. This child did not have to die. The state of those toilets was just completely unacceptable. There was money to fix them, and it was not done by the Limpopo Education Department. I won't even talk at this point about how insensitive they were in responding to this child's family. But part of that case was resolved, and part of that case was continuing in court today. There was a further claim, and it's a civil claim that's been launched against government. The family's been looking for damages for emotional trauma and the shock that they received when they got news of his death. So I want to bring into the conversation the organization that has been on this journey with the family for about 5 years now. Section 27, Head of Education, Advocate Farinaz Veriava, joins us on the line now. Advocate, it's so good to have you with us, and thank you so much for joining us. Our listeners might be a little confused as to what aspect of the case you are pursuing at this point. Won't you just explain that to us, please?
Yes, no, I'll do that. Basically, as you said, the case, Michael died very tragically in 2014, we initiated a case in 2015. Sorry, are you still there? Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I think I lost you for a second.
Oh, no.
Yes, the case was initiated in 2015. It was only heard in 2018, and judgment was handed down then. When judgment was handed down, basically what the court found was that even though the Limpopo government had failed in its obligations to provide safe and decent sanitation to Limpopo learners, and even though that failure had directly resulted in Michael's death, the court didn't give, we had asked for different heads of damages, and they didn't give the main damages, which was for pain and suffering and grief, or alternatively constitutional damages.
Right.
They didn't award those damages to the Gomape family. They only awarded what was called a structural interdict, which is that they ordered the Limpopo government to come up with an audit of the number of pit toilets in the province, and then to come up with a plan to fix those toilets, and then report back to the court on what that plan is going to be.
Right.
So we are very happy with the second part of the order. The first part of the order, we feel that justice hasn't been served towards Michael Gomape's family, because Michael's death obviously was a direct result of the failure of government. And more than that, it was an undignified death. And as you alluded to earlier on, the way the family was treated in the entire process was also a very traumatic and undignified process. So basically, we have taken the damages aspect of the judgment on appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeal. And finally, after 5 years, that matter will be heard in the Supreme Court of Appeal on the 2nd of September this year.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much for explaining that to us for so simply. Advocate Farinaz Veriava, she's a Section 27 Head of Education, and that Michael Gomape case, therefore, is not completely concluded. I believe the family is still living with a great deal of trauma. And I, for one, am hoping that the court will award them some proper damages for all the suffering that they have endured.